Blog Talk Radio.
Topic is wedding. Wedding season, really, because this is wedding season. And wedding season started, some people might say, well, really, when is wedding season? Most of us, if not all of us, know that most weddings are booked in June. But wedding season starts on Memorial Day weekend and ends in September. I'm assuming the end of September. And then off-season wedding months are the months that are not between Memorial Day weekend and September. But welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, and before I go any farther, I must thank you very much for viewing my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment at Beth. I am fastly approaching 21K. I always want to say 21 G's. I am fastly approaching 21,000 views of my profile and of, you know, that's my listenership. My listenership is pretty good. I thank you very much, because if it was a small amount, I'd be appreciative, but I thank you all for encouraging me to continue producing and hosting and developing the show, and I thank everyone who has been a part of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports from the premiere show that broadcasted on March the 21st. A special shout-out to advertisers who advertised with blogtalkradio.com and whom advertised when my show airs live and during my archive shows, broadcasts, and also of those that broadcast the advertised through audio, you know, when we call in and listen. Even when I was just a listener, I always thought the advertisements were awesome. And they're still awesome and they rock. So shout out to you all. Like I said, you know, some of us that have a good listenership, you know, they blogtalkradio.com let us know that, hey, you can be a part of, you can make money also. So, you know, I signed on last week to also, you know, to be able to make some ching-ching also during the advertisement on my show, during my show. So I just shout out to the advertisers and so on. So I thank you, those that advertisers that do enjoy my show. I'm developing. It's only 30 minutes, so I'm just, you know, doing what I can. And also thank everyone for encouraging certain topics. And I guess next Tuesday we're going to talk about current hot topics like the recent trial of Casey Anthony and other hot topics. Monday's show will be about the royal couple. So I just tweeted out a welcome to USA to the royal couple. Oh, I mean, do they tweet? Or do they have like a royal, you know, like a royal tweeter or whatever? I just want to know. But I just sent a welcome to the USA tweet message out from Culture Shock It, from my username at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTURESHOKENT. But I'm getting ready to go in the chat room. You want to chat also about wedding season and so on. I haven't been to any weddings. And I really, you know, like I said, I am a hopeless romantic, even though I'm not romantically attached to anyone. No special guy in my life, but I am a romantic and I love love. And so why not talk about the things that I love? And obviously a lot of you love. And some of my favorite celebrities are engaged and getting married soon. You know, I'm excited about that. And some have, you know, are recently married. Like, and if you're a Dallas fan like I am, Tony Romo not too long ago got married. And Leanne Rimes recently tied the knot again. And I'm a big fan of her husband also. Then, you know, the list goes on and on. But we have Jessica Simpson. We have Kim Kardashian. The list goes on and on. Those are a couple of my favorites, you know, but that are engaged right now. So, you know, it's just love is in the air, but love is in the air year-round also. I've tweeted out and I've posted on Facebook and on my Tumblr page. My Tumblr page is Culture Shock Inked. When I say inked, I mean E-N-T, bet.tumblr.com. I really like Tumblr. That's a really awesome social networking site. And congratulations to Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, because I think it's awesome now that they're partnering up with Skype. I have a Skype username, but I have yet Skyped yet. So when is the date when they'll have Skype available on Facebook? I think that's really awesome, you know. Oh, and my condolences to the all sports fans, especially the MLB, Texas Rangers. I mean, what a fan tumbled. I seen footage this morning. But I first, you know, I've been keeping my radio on ESPN Radio. And so when I was just moving around, had this morning Joe on the TV and ESPN Radio tuned on my radio in my bedroom, I was like, I heard Golick talking about the fan falling and dying. And so, you know, they then I heard more reports on Morning Joe and on Mike and Mike and seeing footage of the fan actually tumbling over the balcony. And it's just so sad that the gentleman passed away. I have to see more on that. So my condolences to anybody who knew him and knows his son and just everyone that was there. And that's just so sad because we go to these sports events if they're camps or games or, you know, we're gathered together having a, you know, have a get-together watching sports. Everything is meant to be fun. You know, it's bad when tragedies happen. You know, like the baseball fan in California who's beaten by rival fans. You know, it's just, you know, this is all in good fun. And that's why it's so important for our teams to have regular seasons and have their regular camps. Look like the NFL will come to an agreement soon. I hope they can reach that deadline of July 15 and actually get things rolling where the camps can start on time and the rookies and the vets and everybody, executives and trainers and everybody can just, and the supporters and media and fans can just be happy campers. Don't you agree? But like I was saying, I have tweeted and posted different topics regarding weddings, summer weddings and then off-season weddings. I even tweeted an article that I come across during my research about canceling weddings. Since one of my favorite people recently have experienced that on Father's Day. Oh, I'm talking about Hugh Hefner. I mean, his bride, Crystal, would have been bride, Crystal Harris, canceled a wedding. So I even tweeted and posted an article about proper etiquette, proper way of canceling a wedding. I mean, you know, because the proper way comes into notifying your potential guests and everybody who's involved in the production of the event, if it's a big event, right? Right. So I haven't attended any weddings recently. I had a cousin who got married to an off-wedding season earlier this year. I was going to go to her wedding, but I didn't get through doing my hair in time. And I think I had an invite from a friend who was in Detroit, a Facebook friend in Detroit, a performer. That got married in May. So that was right before wedding season. But a lot of people that I personally know that get married have private, intimate weddings. I'm talking about weddings where it's only just you know, a few people. That, you know, but, you know, big weddings I think are cool. You know what I think are cool? Are evening weddings. I think they are just spectacular. But like I said, I've, you know, posted articles and tips from single ladies going and, you know, a proper wedding and reception etiquette and so on. There's no reason for none of us, guys, girls, chicks, you know, kids, anybody not to at least have, you know, the proper etiquette of attending a wedding. And if you don't bring a gift, at least present a card, you know, really. I'm getting ready to go into the chat room. And hopefully you all will come in and visit me in the chat room. I pray to have my system 100% working real, real soon because I miss my calls from certain people. And callers had started calling, minus the prank caller. Listeners that start calling also, but I definitely need to work and practice on being in the chat room. I'm in the chat room right now, and so you want to share some of your wedding tips. And some guys, weddings are not just a girl thing. There are some guys that are into weddings more than anything. Going to weddings, being in weddings. There are some guys who really take control of their wedding. I mean, Prince William is a perfect example. He really took control of the planning of his wedding. He didn't leave it up to his grandmother and 100% up to Kate. He played a very instrumental part in the planning of his wedding. So I think that's cool if you really want things to go the way they should go, from bachelor and bachelorette parties and so on. I think that's really cool. Now, I didn't post anything about bachelor and bachelorette parties, but you all always see things on my pages, especially my Facebook pages. And I need to get more active on my MySpace pages. But I network a lot with like the Chippendale Dancers and the LeBert Dallas guys in Dallas. There's LeBert Houston also. I network with those guys too. So they are, you know, people that are into, you know, the dancers, male dancers and so on like that. You guys, we know you all into the female dancers. But they are always hosting bachelorette and bachelor parties. But then some people just have, you know, their bridal showers and bridal parties and, you know, keep everything real, you know, nice and elegant. So that's cool also. But, yeah, I've been married twice, but both times that I was married, I got married at Justice of the Peace. You know, and after both weddings, we just had, you know, like nice, I guess nice dinner time. My first marriage was over before we could have the big reception, or I won't say big reception, but the reception that we had planned. And then with my second husband, we were supposed to have another wedding, because we had just had a peace wedding, and I was married to a Arab Muslim, and his mother and I, we had just, you know, talked about having a, you know, a more religious ceremonial wedding. But that marriage was over too before we could have that wedding. And but we had a very nice, went to a nice dinner. My sister and my my mother-in-law, who, you know, is a native and living in Cairo, Egypt. We had a nice dinner at a nice Dallas restaurant after we had tied the knot the second time. But I think weddings are neat, and I think whatever decision people make, if it's justice of the peace or small intimate weddings or to have big major weddings, I think it's really cool. When I was a little girl, I was a flower girl in a big wedding, you know, and I just had a blast. I'll post pictures one day in the near future. I won't say when, of when I was a little girl and I was a flower girl, but I remember that day like it was yesterday. It was just so, such a beautiful, beautiful occasion. But, you know, you all know I love to get wedding tips from about.com. And so here are some wedding tips from about how to, top 10 ways to save on money and have a cheap wedding. And that's a topic, and I like saying inexpensive. Me being a sales and marketing person, and my teachers have always said it's good to say inexpensive. Just cheap is like, you know, iffy term. But if you say inexpensive, something could be high fashion, but you got a good deal on it, so it's inexpensive, you know. But the article that I, you know, that caught my attention is called Top 10 Ways to Save Money and Have a Cheap Wedding. One, trim your wedding guest list. And that's something I've heard Sherry Shepherd and her friend who was just recently married, Niecy Nash, talk about on The View recently, talking about how you can save and have a cost-effective but still a very nice and elegant wedding. And so, you know, even celebrities can have inexpensive weddings, so can the average person, huh? Yep. So, trim your wedding guest list. Because I heard, I mean, Niecy Nash said she only had 200 guests. You know, and if you got an invite, that meant it was the invitation was for who the name on the invitation was for. Don't be bringing 4 and 5 people. Because, really, that's the reason why people ask you to RSVP. Because they, that's at any event, and especially weddings and wedding receptions, they concerning food and seating arrangements and the time to set up certain areas. I mean, all of that comes into the decision making of what to do and what not to do when planning an event such as a wedding. Had a couple of people come in the chat room. I'm going to say hello. Happy Friday. Excuse me for being 2 hours tardy. I was feeling kind of iffy and had to eat me some breakfast and chill. I had a real good slumber last night and rest, but I just had to like kind of slow myself down a little bit and eat and let my food digest and everything. So I hope you all accept my apology for not airing at 5:30, but airing at 7:30 right now a.m. I'll be on time tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. With the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But again, number one, trim your wedding guest list. Now, you all check out this list in its entirety on Twitter and on my Facebook page and Tumblr and so on. Two, save postage on your wedding invitations by asking for replies via online or by phone. Three, shop sample sales and the internet for inexpensive wedding dresses. The word used is cheap, but inexpensive wedding dresses. And I'll say bridesmaids stuff too, I guess. Accessories, stuff like shoes and stuff to match to a bridesmaid's dresses. I don't know, you might can find bridesmaid's dresses too, because you just have to look around. Four, change the day of the event, the wedding. Have it on a weeknight or on a Sunday. That's kind of different anyway, huh? Save money on church decorations. That's number five. Consider having your wedding near a major holiday. And the reason is because the church, synagogue, mosque, the house of worship will be already decorated for the holiday. So, you know, it's already decorated. And then also, it's made a point where a candlelit ceremony can be very romantic, gorgeous, and inexpensive. Six, learn to ask for help for saving money. And a website called wedfrugal.com is provided. wedfrugal.com. Red Frugal, where you can, when they say learn to ask for help to save money, that's from anything from wedding planner to musicians to makeup artists. I mean, really, for example, I was networking with a Mark girl over in the morning. She's doing a wedding tomorrow. I mean, you know, for example, Mark Rebs, your favorite, you know, beauty consultant, makeup artist. I mean, do your best to get good, you know, good deals with people that you would need to help you in pulling off a perfect, inexpensive wedding. Get crafty. Do a lot of things yourself. Eight, look for inexpensive wedding food and drink. Really look for, you know, cheap wedding food, good deals on food, good quality food. It's a difference now in cheap wedding food and drinks. Make sure you are getting quality food and drink for a good price, you know. Nine, make the most of eBay. eBay is a great source for things, so make the most of eBay. And 10, consider cheap wedding invitations. They make an example that, for example, do you have to get an engraved invitations? You get engraved invitations, that really increases the price. And why not just get, you know, beautifully printed wedding invitations in place of the engraved invitations. So just check out my Twitter, my tweets, and Facebook and Tumblr and so on, and you'll see more info on that. But check out my pages, and I'll put some things on my Culture Shock Entertainment Reports fan page also. But you can't miss some, like, some YouTube videos and people in the wedding industry that I've networked with and so on. You know what, there are some, and there are some shows that I just love, but I don't have time to go into, because I love watching Say Yes to the Dress. And I know Wendy Williams, one of my favorites, she loved watching Bridezilla. I used to watch Bridezilla a lot when it first started coming on. But I like, wow, I can just go on and on. We just have to talk some more about that. But I thank you all, and I thank those of you who are participating in my Get to Know Mark online party event. Those of you that are within the Mark community, like my Mark, fellow Mark girls and guys, my Mark mentor, Leah Brown, Anna Maggie in Dallas, Texas. I have a new sales manager, you know, for this region, Kelly Rainer, and all the execs that I network with that's in the New York City. You know, just shout out to everyone in the Mark community. If you, clients and customers, you all are considered Mark girls and guys, too. And congratulations again to Sharon Jones, who I grew up with, who I mailed out her package of samples on Wednesday. And so I just thank you all from my whole heart for your support. And shout out to Avita Institute and Avita Company, period. And shout out to Ogle School and locally Magnolia College of Cosmetology. And just to, you know, everyone in the beauty, fashion, entertainment, and sports world. And just everybody who's just doing what they do, hustling, trying, doing their best to make things happen. Because, you know, I'm right with you. I'm doing my best also. So thank you all for your support. And welcome again to welcome to America, Prince William and Princess, with Duchess Catherine. We hope that you all make plans to return to America again in the very, very near future. And again, just thank you all. What's up? What's up? Just spread love. And shout out to everyone who are nominated for the Jackson Music Award. And best wishes to everyone. I'm not attending, but I just wanted to shout out to everybody. Okay. God bless. Time to end the show. Be true to you.